Good evening, everyone. Happy New Year. Welcome to Three Simple Secrets for Winning with Men in 2016. But I think what I have to say will go far beyond this year. I'm Wendy Newman, and this call tonight is really designed for women who are new to PAX, who haven't done our workshops. But I know many of you, I can see your names, have done workshops. It's great that you're here, and you may already have a lot of this information. Maybe you'll hear something newly on this call. So we had a lot of people sign up, a lot of women sign up for this call in the hundreds. So I know women will be popping on momentarily, but I want to open up the lines and say hi to all of you who are here, and then I will go back to muting you so you can have, we can have this pristine line, this call that is quiet beyond my voice and the sirens going by my window. So let's make it really loud. Let me open it up for everyone. Please say hi. You have the mic. I love that. That changes everything. Thank you so much for saying hi. That is fantastic. So I will keep you on mute, but I can see you, like I said, and I'll be trying to elicit your participation by taking polls, and we're going to start now so you can kind of get a feel for how this works if you're new to this. So I want to find out if you're in the right place. Push 1 on your touch-tone phone if you have ever been frustrated by men. Let's see if these lines are working. 4%, 20%, 52%, 64% of you, 70% of you, 75%. Okay, very good. I'm guessing the other 25% are driving. And if you have ever felt like there's just no way of even winning at all, hit 2. This is my way of checking in with you, seeing that you're with me. 10%, 17%, 21%. Growing, growing, growing. Okay, good, 23%. You are in the right place. Thank you for being here, and I want to share with you before I get started a little bit about PAX and a little bit about who I am so you know what the story is and why we're talking about men. So in 1991, our founder, Alison Armstrong, started studying men because she didn't think she could win with men. She wasn't finding it easy to win with men. What she knew is she could bring out the worst in men pretty quick. And she started realizing that it wasn't that we could bring out the worst in men and not get the best of men, that really maybe men were responding to us. And there were all different kinds of ways that men could be with us. And so as she started researching, she found out what could bring out the best in men. You might have noticed somewhere in your life there's a man who would treat one woman kind of like a sister or a buddy. He might treat another woman kind of like the help and not in a lovely way. And he might treat a different woman like a queen. Same guy treating 3 different women 3 different ways. That happens a lot. That's very, very common. And it's because they're responding to us. So she started researching men in 1991 to see how we could bring out the best in each other. And then she started leading workshops in 1995. And the company has grown quite a bit ever since. And what I love so much about PAX is my life is easy and workable. So my name is Wendy Newman, and because we're women, I know that we like to connect so you can kind of listen and feel like you know me a little bit before I give you information. So I'm going to give you a little bit of stats on me. I'm 48. I'm a senior workshop leader at PAX Programs. I live in San Francisco. I've led hundreds of workshops to thousands of women. I lead 2 different workshops at PAX. I lead the Queen's Code, and I also lead the Queen's Code for Sex, which is a graduate workshop. And I've been studying men for 14 years now. I joined PAX in 2002 as a staff person, and I'm also the author of a book called 121 First Dates. It's all about my experience on 121 First Dates. So I'm a dating and relationship expert. I have a partner, his name is Dave, and we've been together just shy of 3 years now. So tonight, I'm going to give you a taste of some of what we have to offer. I'm going to give you a taste of it. We have much, much more for you. And how tonight's schedule is going to go is I'm going to start with topics. I'm going to uncover two of the three secrets on how to win with men. Then somewhere in the middle, I'm going to give you information on our two-day workshop, The Queen's Code. And I'm going to give you a special offer tonight that's not on the website. This deal is not anywhere on the website. And then I've saved the best for last, one critical piece of information that women don't know about winning with men, but we will do that at the very, very end. So let's dive in. As women, we need things. We need actual things. We need specific things. Sometimes we need things to be different. Sometimes we need the ways in which people are relating to us to be different. When we're dealing with other human beings in life, we need things. We need things from them. And it's just a fact of life. And one of the ways that we go about getting what we need is by doing the things that worked when other people needed things from us. So we got trained really young. I'm going to give you an example from my childhood. When I was a little girl, my mom trained me on how to clean the house. And how she did it is she had a white glove test, the white glove test. Now, this was part of my job as being a human on the planet. That was back in the days where you didn't get allowance. It was just part of the human experience, right? So she didn't thank me for the job I did. She didn't say, wow, you saved me so much time. No, she was training me on how to be a good housekeeper. So what she did in training is she pointed out what I was doing wrong. No pass, white glove test, she'd criticize. Raise your hand by hitting one if you can relate to the story in any part of your training, even if it wasn't house cleaning, it was something else. Great. Watching your hands go up, we're at 18%, 32%, 39%. Oh, goody. 45%. Okay, good. So many of you can relate to that. Great. Yeah, it's how we learned. And when we learned it for us because it happened to us and it worked. And we filed that away to learn how to deal with other people. Another thing that happened, another exciting learning opportunity for most of us, is somewhere in elementary school or junior high or high school, we might have been teased, you know, for the outfit choice we had or for the way we wore our hair. Maybe it was the group that we belonged in or what we had or what we didn't have. Mostly it was for what we didn't have, those cool shoes that everyone else had. Maybe it was the way you talked. For some of us, the teasing literally made us change. A criticism of the outfit meant you never wore that again. I remember it to this day. I think it was painter overalls. You just, one day they were in and one day they were out. Or when your girlfriend said to you, orange, you can't wear orange. You stopped. You haven't worn orange since. Raise your hand by hitting two if you can see any of that in your history, if that shaped who you were. 21%. We're very affected by criticism, yes. 30%. Thank you. We're up to 35 and growing. So we learned really young how to get the responses that we want and how all we needed to do was criticize and complain and not be satisfied. Don't have anything be good enough, like the white glove test, so they'll try harder. Now, have you ever seen a woman reprimand a grown man in public just to get him to try and change his behavior? I have. It's not pretty. Or maybe you have your own version of the white glove test. We complain and And sometimes it's for things we don't even ask for. You know, if you ask them, they do it. I used to do this to my beloved ex-husband all the time. I'd say, you never take me to Jardiniere anymore. It's a restaurant in San Francisco. He would totally take me there if I just would have asked. But we'll complain. And we don't want to have things be good enough because we think if we're dissatisfied with the little things, they won't try harder. Like you're going to be a big pushover. Like you can't get excited about that little thing because it's too little. It doesn't make them try harder. If you've noticed with men, it makes women try harder, but it doesn't make men try harder. When you look at how a man responds to criticism and complaining, it doesn't make them try harder. It doesn't build them up. It doesn't puff them up. It doesn't correct the behavior that you want corrected like it would with a woman. Instead, what happens is we lose their power. It sort of sucks the life right out of them. They lose their desire to be great with us and really to do anything for us. They're thinking, why bother? I'm totally failing here. So the number one piece, how to win with men, is not treat them like they're a woman. But you still need things. So I want to show you what to do instead. This leads me to the second secret to being great with men, which is ask for what you need instead of complaining and acknowledging them for what they provide. So you want to get really good at figuring out, what does it provide for me? What does it give me? What happens when they do that thing for me? How does that make a difference? Men are going to give you more. They're going to provide more. They're going to step up more. They're going to be there for you when they know they can win at it instead of being shut down by some criticism or not having it be good enough. When they feel like whatever it is they're about to do isn't going to be good enough, they won't even try. Why bother? I mean, I can just sit here with the remote. I can win with the remote. So they want to make a difference in our lives, but they're unwilling to have the criticism. So if my mom were training a man instead of training me with the white glove test, what would have been more effective in training a man instead of, you missed a spot, or you need to scrub until the line's gone, right? The difference she would have made with a man is, thank you so much for dusting the house and cleaning the kitchen. And then you want to think about what would that provide. So you could be, that provided me so much space, or that gave me so much space. The time you saved me allowed me more time in the kitchen to cook us dinner, and instead of that quick hamburger thing I was about to do, and our meal was delicious. Our meal was delicious, and really, it's all because of you. Thank you so much for dusting and cleaning the kitchen. So what that provided would be a delicious meal. What cleaning and dusting provided was gourmet meal instead of quick hamburger. Can you see it? So look at what it provides. Now I want to show you how to do it even better. How to do it even better. When a man provides something that you need or gives you something that you need, you want to learn to appreciate what it was that he provided for you. Not just the thing itself, but the actual experience. Because rarely do they ever give us anything for the actual thing. You know, he doesn't carry the heavier bag of groceries because he doesn't think you can handle it. He does it because he wants you to feel like you have an easier life than that. So he carries it because he wants you to have an easy life, not because the bag is heavy. Does that make sense? I'm hoping that makes sense. I'm going to give you an example of something my partner Dave does for me and how I appreciate him for it, because I rarely acknowledge the actual dollars. In fact, I don't acknowledge the dollars that go out. One of the things that he often does for me is he will buy me a new top or a new shoes or a new outfit for when I'm leading in Los Angeles. I'm from San Francisco, so we can just wear black here. maybe throw on a purple sweater or something, but you can't get away with that in LA. They're looking at your shoes. So, you know, you can't do that, or I can't do that anyway, and I can't do it with any self-confidence, and he knows that. So he might buy me something new, even if it's not fancy or a label, I'll at least feel better in a new piece of clothing. So instead of saying, thank you so much for the blouse, I don't thank him for the blouse. Thank you so much for calming my nerves. Thank you so much for making me fashionable for the LA women. This gift is going to give me so much self-confidence. And when I get there, I'm going to be at ease. That I'll be happy all weekend. Thank you so much for setting me at ease so I can go change women's lives. Now, changing women's lives is totally worth buying a blouse. Just randomly going to the store to buy a blouse for someone that's hard to shop for, that usually doesn't go so well for men. But if you can share be expressive about what it is you need and express what it provides in a way that really makes a difference, a big win, they'll attempt more. Okay, I want to take a moment and take some questions because I know that I've laid a lot out there. And if you haven't already done our workshops, there's a lot of pieces that are missing here. And we're just not going to be able to fill them in the hour. But I want to take a stab at some of the questions that you might have. Women who haven't done a workshop don't have all of the pieces to how to speak to what you need, and it's a core part of our workshop. So I'm giving you pieces, but only bite-sized pieces. So I want to reach out and see, does anyone have any questions about what I've covered so far? If you do, please hit one now. Sandra, I'm trying to give you a mic. Hold on 1 second. Okay, Sandra, you have the mic. Go ahead.
Okay. This is funny. When you were telling your story about the gift of the blouse, I love to give gifts to people, little, big. It makes me feel good to my friends and even to boyfriend. And my boyfriend, I gave him a very nice present, a pair of Beats, you know, those headphones. And his response to me was not what I expected. And I just wonder if perhaps, you know, maybe I give too much, or maybe there's some rules around how you give to men. I knew that was something that he wanted, but he sort of complained that they were the wireless ones instead of the corded ones, and that he was going to get them somewhere else on discount. And my response was very hurt, and I was like, well, fine, take it back. Go get something else at the Apple store, you know? But it just really hurt my feelings. I'm like, well, go get a GoPro. Go get something else. But I was just trying to buy something that I knew you would like. And I'm not sure if it's because his gift to me was less and it was embarrassing to him, or if he's just kind of a jerk or a bad receiver.
I was going to say, he sounds like an ungracious receiver to me.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess, you know, that's unique. I haven't had that happen giving other people gifts. So I just wonder if maybe there's something about how giving I am, that maybe you need to take some cues from your boyfriend or significant other on, you know, what the rules are there for them. And is there anything that is common among men and women giving gifts to men?
Well, I can't say that there's anything common, but for sure I don't know him. So I don't, you know, I wouldn't know why he responded like that. And for sure, sometimes they can be uncomfortable if you're out gifting what he's provided. You know, it's like you're trumping his provide. But it's only a guess, and I wouldn't say that was it at all because I don't know him. And my biggest recommendation to you is to go back and say, wow, it looks like, you know, I attempted to give you a gift and it really didn't work out so well. So can we talk about how can we talk about how we can do this differently in the future so it works? And you really want to turn it around. Can we talk about how this can go different in the future so I can win at this?
Right.
If you use his words, win at him, he'll understand them.
Mm-hmm.
So looks like this year was a bust. How can I win at this? How could I get better with you? Yeah, so I go straight to the source. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for asking. Okay.
Well,
oh, wait, I just took your mic away. What was that?
No, I said hopefully that was entertaining, if not educational for everyone. So
yes, I very much appreciate that, Sandra. Thank you so much. Both, I'm sure.
All right.
Okay, anybody else before we move on? Hit one. As I wait to see if there's any hands. Oh good, there's one more hand. I'll come fetch you in 1 second. Another thing to Sandra reminded me, another thing that you want to really pay attention to is how they like to receive appreciation. So for some people, they like the appreciation in gifts, and some people like appreciation in words, some like appreciation in service or actions. I had a good friend for many years who was a super, super overgiver. He was amazing. And he said all he needed in return for all the gifts he gave was a thank you card. And he was kind of girly about it. He didn't want a phone call. He didn't want a text. He didn't want an email. He wanted a thank you card. And not some cheap thing from Walgreens. He wanted you to go down to Papyrus and buy the kind with the fancy seal. But he was a killer provider, super generous, gift-giving machine. The years that I was friends with him, my drawers, even to this day, my drawers are stocked with empty thank you cards, just ready to go out at the drop of a hat, because that was his currency for being appreciated for what he provided. Now, he had a girlfriend for a little while, probably about 3 months, and I think this was the killer for him, till she could never appreciate him in the method he wanted. She said, well, get over it. Just let me thank you. I would appreciate being thanked verbally. You don't need a card. What are you, girly? You don't need a card. What do you need a card for? You know, it'd take her away on $1,000 weekend spa trips and dinner and roses and outfits, and all he needed was a card. And she wouldn't do it. She wanted him to get over it. And he did by breaking up with her. Okay. Is it Jolynn? I'm going to hand you a mic. Go ahead.
Joellen,
thank you.
Thank you. Sounds like that woman could have used Celebrating Men.
Yes.
I swear by that class.
Yes, she absolutely could have used a queen code.
So I apologize. I was late logging in. And so forgive me if you've already covered this. Is this going to be available online, the audio?
Yes. It is.
Okay. Thank you.
That was your question? You're welcome.
That was my question.
Yeah,
thank
I'm going to send everybody an email at the end with audio. You got it.
Okay. Sorry to be asking questions that you've already covered, but I'm with you now.
Okay, thanks. I actually didn't cover that, so that's good. Thank you. All right, so I've given you two of the three. I'm going to shift gears here, and I'm going to talk about the special offer through PAX this evening, and then I'll give you our final one. It looks like we're probably going to have time for even more questions at the end. But I want to share with you our world. If you haven't done our workshop, I want to share a little bit of our world with you because we have so much to offer. So the special opportunity we have for you tonight is if you use the code that I'm about to give you, you'll be able to receive both a $124 discount off of the regular tuition price of our workshop of the Queen's Code and $261 worth of bonuses. So I'm talking about a discount off the two-day Queen's Code workshop. And the code for getting the discount, the $124 discount, is WN, like for Wendy Newman, WN-914. Again, the code for the discount is WN-914. And how it works is like this. You go to registerunderstandmen.com, all one word, registerunderstandmen.com, and you pick your dates in the city that you want to take the workshop in. And you can either choose to pay in full or grab a payment plan, depending on what you need. The payment plan is just a little bit more if you add it all up, so we let you save some money if you pay in full. And when you check out, after entering the code, that WN-914, that's when you update the cart and the $124 gets taken off the top there. So the $124 from the pay in full option, making the tuition only $725. And if you choose a payment plan, then it's going to deduct $124 from the first payment, making your first payment $1. And then the six payments after that are $125 until it's paid off. And we have a payment plan because we don't want that to stop you. We don't want money to stop you from getting what you need from men and finding out what you need and what will make you happy. And the payment plan isn't the same as like a layaway where you have to pay the whole thing off first. If you wanted to get into a course in the next month or two, once you register, you can go right into a workshop and finish paying it off later with the payment plan if you need to do that. Let's see, what else do I want to tell you? So we also have $261 in free bonuses when you register. So you're going to get the discount off the workshop, but you're also going to get an audio recording of a live class that Allison did called, and this is the best title in the world, by the way, such a good title and accurate to what the course is, Loving More by Sacrificing Less. How about that? Loving More by Sacrificing Less. That's normally $89 for that download of the live workshop, and it's part of this package for free. And in that recording, Loving More by Sacrificing Less, you'll learn how to stop wasting your energy on things that you don't care about and other people wouldn't want you to do. And you'll have more energy to spend on things you care about. And then we have other bonuses to help support you after the workshop that are included in the package. You get 3 more hours of live teleclasses, normally $125. That'll be free. And the titles of those teleclasses are How to Change a Man, Bringing Out the Best in Men, and You Win When He Wins. Plus, you also get a half an hour private one-on-one coaching session with a Queen's Code workshop leader of your choice. And that's usually $48, and that's free also. So the total value of the package that I talked about is $1,110, but you can get it all for $725. Which is a 35% discount or $385 off. If you give us 2 days, we're going to change your life forever. We're going to transform your relationships with men. And one of the most important things to know is we have a 100% money-back guarantee. We don't mess around. If you don't get what you need, we will give you your money back. All right, so I'm going to shift gears, and I'm going to finally give you the third secret to winning with men. And that is, be happy. Now, I don't mean be fake happy. I don't mean like slap a smile on your face and be happy. I don't mean be happy when you're not okay. I don't mean that. You're going to need some things in your life, and there's going to be times when you can't be happy because there's a real need that's not being met. For example, you're not going to be happy if you're single and you're about to go on a date and he's 3 hours late. That you can't be happy on top of that. You're going to be upset because you need him to be on time, right? Just like you wouldn't be happy if your employee was 2 days late with the report that you needed. So there are real concrete things that you need. Nothing can make you happy until you have what you need, and we try and be happy all the time when we don't have what we need. We try and slap being happy on top of going without something critical. And it's one of the things you'll see in your relationships. Like, it's very common. Oh, sorry, hold on 1 second. Oh my, stand by. My screen disappeared. I want to make sure everyone is still here. Okay, I'm going to keep talking as if we're all here. Hold on. Hold on one more second. Technical difficulties. Okay, I'm back. Yay. Okay, I'm back. You're here. Everything's good. All right, so nothing can make you happy until you have what you need. And it's one of the things that we see in our culture all the time where a husband will try and make a wife happy after he's totally blown it and not given her what she needed. In other words, he'll come home with flowers. Flowers would make you happy, right? But maybe what you really need is something to be fixed or an apology. You know, he's in the doghouse and he brings home flowers. No, you don't need flowers. Flowers are for making you happy. That's an extra bonus thing. It doesn't cover up for what you actually need. It's why we get so incensed when they try that move, right? So we work on this a lot in the Queen's Code Workshop, really digging into what you need and distinguishing the difference between what you need and what will make you happy. And being happy is one of the biggest gifts that you can give to people. I mean, you hear it, like I said, all throughout our culture. You hear, I'm happy when she's happy. Nobody's happy unless mom is happy. You know, what makes me happy is making her happy. I once went on a two-hour date. And in the two-hour date, the man must have used the word happy 200 times at least. Well, the reason I'm single is because I was married for 14 years, and when I married her, I really liked her. She was really cute, and I wanted to make her happy. And we started dating, and we dated for a year and a half, and she didn't seem very happy, but she wanted to be married, and she said if I married her, it would make her happy. And I wanted to make her happy, so I married her. But it didn't make her happy, because then what she wanted was this, and then I gave her that, and that didn't make her happy. And then she wanted me to buy a home, and then I bought a home, and that didn't make her happy. And then she wanted children, and so I gave her six children, and she still wasn't happy, and finally I had to leave her because I couldn't make her happy. Really, if you listen to men, it's what it's all about for them. So the bottom line to the three things are don't complain, because it won't change them like it will change us. Criticizing and complaining and teasing and cajoling works really well for women and doesn't work very well at all for men. You know, we'll take criticism when it's coming from a homeless person who's kind of crazy. They need no credibility. They need no credential to have an opinion that will go straight to our heart. Straight to our heart. It's like there's just, with criticism, and there's no barrier. There's no thickness there. There's like seven different things a man will consider when he's being criticized. Starting with, does he think the criticism is valid? We never stop to think, is the criticism valid? Who is this person that's criticizing me? Did they have any credibility? Should I listen to what they say because I find them credible? We rarely stop to think about that. If we do, it's usually when we're doing it when we're in business, when we're in more of a masculine mode. But personally, we rarely consider the source. We rarely consider, do we think it's of value? Just, right to our heart. So it doesn't affect them the way it affects us, and it doesn't change them the way it changes us. Another thing, again, bottom line, is to acknowledge what it is they're providing for you. It'll go a long way when they know what the point is. And then finally, be happy. If you spend most of your time making sure you have what you need and acknowledging people for what they provide, you're going to be in great, great shape. You're going to be in great shape. And like I said, the Queen's Code really digs in deep and distinguishes all of that for you. Now, I hope you got value out of tonight. I'd like to take more questions. And if you're single, stay on afterwards, after we say goodnight, because I have a special offer for you, too, that's not on a website anywhere. But I want to open up the line for questions. If you have any questions, hit 1. If you have comments, hit 2. Stephanie, I'm handing you a mic. Go ahead.
Thank you, Wendy. I really liked your story about the overprovider, and what he wanted was the nice thank you note.
Mm-hmm.
Is there if you are the recipient of his gifts and you weren't providing him with what he needed, is it okay to ask? Just ask him, well, what is it that I can do to show my appreciation? If, you know, if he was, if the verbal appreciation wasn't doing it and various other things weren't doing it, is it okay to go ahead and ask to find out?
Absolutely. And it's not just okay, but it's highly recommended. And I actually do this with both men and women, because especially when you're working with somebody, you want to acknowledge them in a way that's appropriate, but it might not, what you would really enjoy might not work for somebody else. You know, so you'd want to find out how to appreciate the people in your life to get the biggest bang for your buck. So in all of my relationships, how would you like me to express my appreciation for what it is you provide? Now, in my relationship with Dave, it was one of the very first questions I asked him after we were dating for a minute. How do you like receiving appreciation? Do you like words of affirmation? Do you want it written? Do you want it in a card? Do you want acts of service? And then when we got all serious and moved in together to shack up, I revisited the conversation and had a deeper conversation about how we can show appreciation for each other within our partnership. And, you know, once we're under the same roof, is it the same? Is it acts of service? Most men love acts of service. That really tends to have them feel appreciated. But every man is different. Like I said, my friend Robert, he needed a card. If you ironed his shirt, he'd look at you like you were crazy. Right? Allison was, I remember a long, long time ago, Allison told a story about this gentleman who was having a really hard time. His marriage was falling apart. And because she's Allison, she kind of dug in and started reverse engineering what had gone on and what had gone wrong in the marriage. And he started stammering, and he said, well, I just don't think she loves me anymore. And she asked very key probing questions about that. And what he ended up saying is, she doesn't make sure that I have new clean socks anymore. You know, for all his marriage, she had always done the laundry and made sure that magical sock drawer was always full and clean with new, right? Like a good wife would. And at some point one day she probably thought, forget it, he could buy his own socks.
That's easy.
Right? Not understanding that for him, that was how he received appreciation and love from her. So it's really important to find out, is it the act of service of ironing the shirt or putting the socks in the drawer or making sure that staff gets things ready, or is it something different? Is it the papyrus card? It's good to know.
Okay.
Thanks, Stephanie.
Well, I just thought that was such a cute story, and thank you for sharing that with us.
Oh, sure. Thank you so much. I see one more hand. We have plenty of time if anyone is feeling shy but wants to ask a question. Is it Carell? You have the mic.
Oh, yes.
Carell?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, this is Carell.
Hi. Carell, hi. How are you?
Good. How about yourself?
Good. Thank you.
You know, I was just wondering if you could highlight the 3 bullet points, you know, of the appreciation
of what I covered?
Yes.
Winning with men, 1, communicate with them not like they're a woman. So in other words, the way that we normally try and get things from them would be complaining or like that. Don't do that. So 1 is more of a don't. Don't use complaining or criticizing or teasing or cajoling. to change their behavior. That doesn't work. Number two, number two is appreciate what it is they're providing. Let them know how they're winning with you. Literally the title of the workshop, let them know how they're winning. Appreciate it. And number three, show your happiness. And one of the things that we really don't like to do is, as women, is we don't like to show them that the little things make us happy, because it somehow feels like if we, like we'll be a pushover, you know, like they just won't even make any effort. If they do this one little thing and you act like a cheerleader, well, then they're not going to do big things. They're not going to attempt the big things, but they do. And how they
act. I guess
it
encourages them.
Yes.
If you acknowledge the small things, maybe they're going to work up the bigger things.
Exactly. They live on those little wins, and it builds. Very good, yes.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Okay.
So those are the three things. Thanks.
And
thanks.
I can't stand complaining myself. You know, complaining, and I feel like it's indirect and manipulative.
Yeah, it's an unstated need. It's a chicken way. It's a chicken way to not express what it is you really need. A complaint is just an unexpressed need. Yeah.
That's very good. Thank you.
Bet. Thank you. All right. I'm going to take a moment to open up the mic so we can all say goodbye to each other, and handing everybody a mic. Good night, everybody.